With SRO News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. Two men are in custody after flying a drone dangerously close to Boston Logan International Airport Saturday afternoon. Three suspects were found on a nearby island. Two arrests were made. President Trump settles a defamation lawsuit with ABC News and George Stephanopoulos. Stephanopoulos said in an interview that a jury found Trump liable for rape in the case of E. Jean Carroll, which is untrue. The network agreed to pay out $15 million and issue an apology. President Biden says the recipients of his recent pardons and commutations have shown successful rehabilitation, but not everyone agrees with that.
When he announced commuting the sentences of nearly 1,500 people and the pardoning of 39 others, the president said the individuals are committed to making their communities safer. Recipients include a nonprofit leader who supports at-risk youth and a decorated military veteran and pilot who spends much of his time helping his fellow church members who are in poor health. But not everyone was pleased by the president's decisions. A Republican state senator said a commutation for a woman who stole $54 million from a small town in Illinois was a slap in the face to residents. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, incoming Senate Majority Leader John Thune is setting an aggressive schedule for next year.
Speaking with the Salem Radio Network, Senator Thune shares his outlook for the coming Congress.
We got a two-year window here to get a lot of things done, and we intend to make good use of it.
The incoming majority leader says the GOP-led Senate needs to help President-elect Donald Trump establish his sprawling agenda on day one of his second term, from approving cabinet selections to helping pare down the federal government and reining in the federal budget. The South Dakota senator thinks the major points could be achieved by next summer. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
Inclement weather hitting several areas of the U.S. over the weekend. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in Virginia. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
The Fairfax County Circuit Court has refused to quash a lawsuit filed by students against the school board's policy of punishing them if they refuse to use the fellow students' preferred pronouns. School officials have tried repeatedly to get the suit thrown out to no avail. Under a program designed to promote transgenderism, Fairfax County will punish a student up to 5 days of suspension if they fail to use designated pronouns. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A survey conducted by GBAO Strategies confirms that President Trump made big inroads with Jewish voters this year, winning 26% of the votes in November. That's up from 21% in 2020. Jewish voters' opinions of the candidate's Israel policy help explain the president's gains. For about a century, Jews have been a reliable piece of the Democrat base, but that appears to be changing. This is SRN News. SpaceX is launching a new mission. John Scott has more.
Billionaire Elon Musk's company wants to make its Starbase site a new Texas city. Ben has sent a letter to local officials requesting an election to turn what it calls Starbase into an incorporated city. Starbase is the South Texas site where SpaceX builds and launches its massive Starship rockets. The area is on the southern tip of Texas at Boca Chica Beach near the Mexican border. The county's top executive has confirmed they received the proposal and said the county will inspect the petition for statutory compliance before putting it to a vote. John Scott reporting.
The defense fund for the man charged in killing UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson is growing. Multiple online fundraisers for Luigi Mangione have been started by anonymous individuals. One of them, on GiveSendGo, has raised over $100,000 as of Sunday morning. More details at srnnews.com.